Hello and welcome to the Uplift Radio Show. It's Matt in on a Friday, right? Bunch of great songs lined up, all your faves. An update to one of the inspiring stories that we shared not too long ago. I love that this story is inspiring others to do great things. I'll tell you about that. Love it. And we'll get into God's Word together. And by request, I've got another meme wisdom for you today. It's all happening on the Uplift Radio Show here on the Q90.1, on the Q99.7. On his Radio Z. You know, we make a point of sharing a little good news on the show every day here. It's Matt Uplift Radio Show. And we do this not only because I think there's enough doom, gloom, madness, and mayhem to go around on the rest of the news reports, right? Some bad, discouraging news. We don't just do it to highlight and shout out these people that we think are doing great things. And we don't do it just to spread a little positivity. I mean, all those things are great, and that's part of it. But what we're really hoping is that these stories inspire all of us to show love and kindness, put some ideas in our heads, right? Let us make a difference in this world. That's the real heart behind us sharing these stories every day. So when we hear something like this, we get really excited and it just fills our heart with joy. A few weeks back, we told you about an Oxford, Massachusetts grocery store employee who's making a difference in his checkout aisle. Breyer Poirier is his name. He's on the spectrum. He has been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Super smart guy. And a super sweet kid, too. He's worked at Market Basket for 8 years doing a few different jobs, and he's a cashier right now. His coworkers love him. Customers rave about him, so it was no surprise when a retired veteran came through his checkout lane and came up a little short for his groceries after using a gift card and some coupons. And Breyer literally reached into his own pocket, pulled out his wallet, and put the cash in the drawer to pay the difference. The local paper wrote a little story about him. We shared his story here, wanted to tell you about that. Well, now we have an update, and not only has the store gotten a whole bunch of love on social media, people shouting him out, people have heard his story and shared it, but now customers are actually coming in and giving him money to put aside for the next time it happens. One customer just gave him $20 specifically for the next veteran who needs help. And, you know, this is exactly what we hope happens when we highlight these stories and tell you about these inspiring people. Love is contagious. So Breyer Poirier will say it again. And all you folks who've helped him help others, you are the most awesome people on the planet today. Thank you not only for your kindness, but for inspiring all of us to go show love to the people around us and make a difference in our world. Love it. It's the Uplift Radio Show. We're living life turned up. It's the Z Radio. My name is Matt. It's the Uplift Radio Show, and I'm always searching my timeline, all my feeds, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know, I've got a lot of great friends that post some really, really smart stuff, some insightful thoughts that they have. And I also follow some people. You know, I don't necessarily know them. I feel like, you know, I get to know them, but they speak life into me every single day. It's all who you follow. You know, you can't just throw social media away and say, oh, it's a bunch of junk. You know, if you're following people that are posting junk, then yeah, that's what you're going to get. That's what your life is going to look like, right? They say that you are a combination of the five people you spend the most time with. And that could be your friends or family, but it could also be the people that you're following on social media who you let digitally come into your heart and speak right into you, right? So follow the right people. Like my friend Caroline Harrington, she posted this. She says, I think I'm being patient with God, but really, God is being patient with me. Wow. Man, that's for real. That's legit. Really, he's showing us immense patience, and I absolutely love that. Caroline, thanks for sharing. Well, this is disturbing. If you love one of the most popular summer foods, really year-round, people eat hot dogs. Hey, it's Matt Uplift Radio Show. I don't eat a ton of them. As a kid, I ate them all the time, and I think through my 20s, and even today, I'll be honest with you, I still love a hot dog. I know it grosses some of y'all out, but this is a little disturbing. A new study out of the University of Michigan found that for every hot dog you eat, it shortens your what they call healthy life by an average of 36 minutes. So healthy life, what does that mean? They said those are the years where you're fairly healthy in general and you're not dealing with any chronic illnesses or disabilities. They looked at over 5,000 different foods and they came up with a number for each one. So for example, burgers, they shorten your healthy life by 5 minutes. Macaroni and cheese, about the same, about 5 minutes. And then you think about hot dogs, 36 minutes. Like, I have a couple of hot dogs. I have this ratio in my head. Like, I could have one burger, I have a couple of hot dogs. Same thing, right? Well, now you're talking, if I eat two hot dogs, that's like an hour, 15 minutes or something like that. Quick math off of my life, my healthy life. No. Good news, you can add to it too. Opting for a handful of cashews can actually extend your life by 28 minutes. So I guess the moral of the story is we got to do a little math here. I need some pretty complicated calculations to figure out. For every hot dog, I got to have a handful or so of cashews. All right, we can do that. I think I'm going to go fire up the grill right now. So I just opened up our devotional that we've been going through together here this year, Grace for the Moment, Max Lucado, fantastic devotion. They actually make one that has an entry that you can read in the morning and at night if you just can't get enough of this. But I highly recommend that you do get a copy, whatever edition that you go with, you can't go wrong. Today's Grace for the Moment, as I'm sitting here reading this, I'm thinking, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about how God's ways are not our ways, and it's hard. We have questions sometimes, and that's all right. Because a God that we could completely wrap our little human brains around would not be a God worth worshiping, right? His ways are above us, and it's a good thing. And today's entry talks about that a little bit. It says, God sees our value. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, God does not see people the way we see him, right? As I was saying, his ways are above us. He looks not at the outside of a person, but the Lord looks at the heart. And Max says, God sees us with the eyes of a father. He sees our defects, our errors, our blemishes. But he also sees our value. What did Jesus know that enabled him to do what he did? Well, here's part of the answer. He knew the value of people. He knew that each human being is a treasure. And because he did, people weren't the source of stress, but a source of joy. What if you, and I know this is hard. I'm just throwing this in here, ad-libbing a little bit off of Max's words here. What if we started seeing those people who work our last nerves that drive us the most crazy as possible potential sources of joy? What if we laughed it off? What if we tried our hardest to just love him anyway, like God loves us anyway, in spite of all those things, those blemishes that he sees like a father? It's good stuff. Makes you think, right? Max Lucado, today's Grace for the Moment on the Uplift Radio Show. Well, look what time it is.
And now, today's one question quiz.
Question today, the category animals. What is the one animal that we know of that is designed with only one ear? Think about that for a little bit. No Googling. I'll give you the answer in just a few. It's the one question quiz on the Uplift Radio Show. All right, you think you got this one?
And now, today's one question quiz.
Let's see how you did. The question today, only one animal that we know of is designed with just one ear. Which one is it? The only animal with just one ear is the praying mantis. And for a long time, they actually thought that they didn't have any ears. But most praying mantises, they've got single ears deep in the centers of their thoraxes or their chest segments. The ear doesn't look like any other ear, says animal auditory systems expert. Yeah, there actually is one of those. His name is David Yeager. And he says that the mantis is the only animal known to listen to its world through just one ear. And what it hears most often, sadly, is a bat swooping in to eat it. But they've actually got some pretty good evasive maneuvering skills, so they'll probably be okay. That's today's one question quiz. All right, I promised you some meme wisdom today. This has taken on a life of its own. You know, you post one meme, you share one meme on the air, and you give it a little catchy name, meme wisdom, and everybody wants to hear more. So this is a good one. There's a guy praying, and he says, a little thought bubble says, "Dear God, give me a reason to get up tomorrow and go to that job that I hate so much." And then there's a picture of Jesus, and his little thought bubble says, "You are poor." Well, it's true. Sometimes, you know, the things God calls us to do are just for practical reasons, right? Sometimes there's not necessarily a greater spiritual point, although there probably is if you go deep enough. But sometimes it's just, hey, got to eat. A little meme wisdom for you today here on the Uplift Radio Show. All right, I need your help. Got to pick your brain a little bit here. Let me share the story. It's Matt, Uplift Radio Show. And a friend of mine posted this on their Facebook, popped up. Let me just give you the headline here. It says, average American wastes over $70,000 on bad online purchases in their lifetime. $70,000 in a lifetime. You know, you think about some of those impulse buys that you make. You know, it can be in line at the grocery store, but online, I think, you know, it's even worse. Like, there's no limit, especially if you've got Amazon Prime. Like, because then you're just like, yeah, I'll return it. And I can't tell you how many things. I got a few here in the house. I've gotten better about it, you know, that I've ordered. And I said, oh, man, I got to return this. And then, you know, you go to do the return, and it's like, sorry, that's out of the window. I was like, somewhere I think Jeff Bezos is on the other side of the screen pointing and laughing at me. But I got to ask you, what is the one thing that you've purchased online that you had ultimate regret over?
I just really regret getting Amazon Prime. So my reason for that is if I look through my past purchases over the past few months, I spend so much money on Amazon Prime. And when I buy the items, in the moment, I think, I really need this. And then when I look back, I think, yeah, that wasn't really a needed purchase. And it's just so easy to quickly purchase something online and have that instant gratification. So I really need to get rid of Amazon Prime. I think that's my most regretted thing. Okay, thanks for letting me chime in.
Okay, so the product is so good that it makes you buy too much. That makes a lot of sense, actually. But then again, you know, would you be better off if you didn't have it? If you want to chime in, the number is 888-702-MATT or hit us on the socials at Uplift Radio Show. Regret. We all have it. All kinds of things in our life. But those online purchases, and not as bad as some of those late night infomercials that you order stuff from, but apparently over our lifetime, it adds up to $70,000 of regrettable purchases. Hey, it's Matt, Uplift Radio Show. I want to know, you got one?
So I got bamboozled into one of those weight loss apps, an ad on Instagram or something. I clicked to find out more, downloaded the app for a free trial. And of course, in the middle of all that, they got my credit card information. Once I used the app, it was basically just tracking my steps and activities. You don't need the app for that. You already can do that on your phone without the app, at least on iPhones. I don't know about Androids. And so I was like, this app is worthless. But I'd forgotten I'd signed up for the trial. And of course, after a certain amount of days, they charge your credit card anyway. So a month later, $80 charge on my card. I'm like, oh yeah, that stupid app I never used.
Man, I feel that. That gets me every time, those free trials, 3 days, and then all of a sudden, I set an alarm and I set a reminder on my calendar and I still forget. And those weight loss apps, a lot of times, yeah, I think sometimes we just pay somebody for accountability. You know what I mean? Like we could do these workouts on our own, right? Like I can walk around, I can do some push-ups, I can do all that stuff. I just need an app telling me, you know, and keeping me accountable. Sometimes that's worth it. But yeah, definitely those free trials, they'll get you every time. Hey, I appreciate you listening. Thanks for checking in. It's the Uplift Radio Show.